Okay, so today is November 7th, 2012, and we're going to do lesson number 325, Preparing for Rolling. And as I mentioned, this is somewhat of a continuation from last week. So begin lying on your backs and taking a moment to notice today how you feel lying on your back. Notice your shoulder blades, how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor. Notice your mid-back and lower back, and actually that area in between your shoulder blades. And then noticing your pelvis, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And then how are your legs lying on the floor? And then take a moment to really become aware of your entire spine. So way up from the base of your skull, the occiput, traveling down through your neck, in between your shoulder blades, your mid-back, your lower back, and your pelvis. How do you sense and feel your spine today? And then how are your legs lying on the floor? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough that you can sense the quality, that you can sense or perceive any tension or tightness. And again, just so that you can notice it, you just become aware. Hello. Okay, so from here in a moment, what you're going to do is we're going to be coming up to sitting. And you're going to sit this time with your knees bent. So we're going to alternate between the knees bent and then when the soles of the feet are together. But you're going to start with your knees bent. So go ahead and come up to sitting, and your feet are kind of standing in front of you. That's it. And your right hand goes below your right knee, and the left hand goes below your left knee. Okay? And we're going to start really slow with the idea of just starting to introduce to yourself to roll backwards. Okay? So think about that you're going to roll backwards and just see what your body wants to do to roll backwards. And then, you know, you can let yourself go all the way if you want, and then see how do you come back up. Good. Okay, then come back up. And now starting in the sitting position and have your feet a little bit apart, really think of like your hands connected to your knees. I think of it high as a hammock. So as you start to roll back, you're rounding to roll back. And just enough that your feet are just about ready to come away from the floor, okay? And then you're going to come back up to sitting. Okay, so you don't want to go all the way back. So you want to feel this big stretch once again in the arms and widening that upper back. So your arms get really long. Yes, it's like a pull between the arms and the legs, and then the feet barely lift, and then that's it. You bring yourself up. So I don't want you to go all the way down, just that far. There, stop, and now come back up. That's it. Now, as you come back up, the focus is with your pelvis and your belly. So the more that you can bring your belly forward, it'll bring you and arch your back forward. So for those of you that just got in here, we're adding in, we did a lot, we're gonna do a lot of rounding again, but then going into arching. That's it, okay? So once you're hanging back, push the belly forward. That's it, to bring yourself up. It's not because you pull on the legs. Okay? Slow it down a bit, and are you breathing? Make sure that you're breathing. That's it. So what you really want to feel, there's a lot of power here in your pelvis as we get ready for ski season. So as you bring that pelvis forward, it's so powerful, it brings the upper body forward. Okay, let it go and rest on your backs. Nice job. Come back up to sitting. And this time you're going to cross your arms. So let's start with the right arm crossed on top of the left. And now the hands are going to go behind the knees. Okay? But you got the opposite hand. So right hand over the left. Okay? And you're going to start to do the exact same thing. So you want to feel this rounding and pulling. And then you go as far as you can. The feet are just ready to lift. And then you're pushing the belly forward to come forward. It's not the hands gripping the legs pulling you forward. Like, you can try that too, so you can feel the difference. Try pulling with your arms and do nothing in your back. Right? Because that's what a lot of us end up doing. That's how you hurt your back. So if you're going to move a mattress or shift something around and you do it from your arm versus your pelvis, that's it. You feel the difference? So everybody try just using your arms so you know what that's like. Like, pull with your arms. I know, it's yucky. Right? There's not a lot of power there because your arms don't have a lot of power. They're not near as big as your pelvis. And go back to the pelvis, it feels so much lighter, right? Excellent. Now, see if you can just go back and come up. So just let yourself roll back and roll up. And it's okay if you use some momentum at this point. By the end of the lesson, you will need no momentum. But right now, it's fine. That's it. Okay, and rest on your backs. Okay, so come back up to sitting again. And this time we're going to go back to what we did last week, which is the soles of your feet together, right? So the knees are open and your right hand comes from the outside underneath the right foot, left hand underneath the left foot from the outside. Try to have your thumbs be with all your fingers. So it's like having a monkey grip.
Is this how it was the last
right.
week?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So from here, okay, gets a little trickier, right? We're going to start again with this idea of going back, right? So it's going to feel scarier. All of a sudden, it was.
Just, all the way back?
Well, you can, if you end up, we're going to say falling all the way back, you can, and then come back up. Okay? And then you can see if you can monitor it a little bit. Yeah. And then it's okay. You roll back and you come back up.
So you want us to roll or to just go back?
You can do a little bit and then also roll back. So do both. Yeah. That's it. But as you're doing this, that's it, Elizabeth, you really want to widen your upper back and your lower back, right? No pulling with the hands. Good. Okay, then you come back up to sitting, and we're just going to kind of go back and kind of introduce what we did last week. So we're going to start on the right side, and you're going to now go into that leaning to the right side. And how we started is first that your right elbow would lean on your right leg and your right knee pushes into the floor. And that means the left side of your pelvis has to lift up. Okay? And come back.
So we keep the right arm out again, right? So we can catch
ourselves? Nope. Your arms are on the inside. Okay? So lean the leg out first and let your elbow weight bear on the leg. There you go. Yeah, so come back up though, and let's have you go a little bit more straight to your side versus backwards.
Got it.
So come more, I'm going to say forward. Okay. Have your head more here.
Okay, alrighty.
So you're not right. So behind you.
Try this with that.
Here, go slow. Uh-huh. Slow, right there.
Uh-huh.
Slow.
Oh, back up, okay.
Slow, and let that leg come down slow. Slow.
Okay.
It's okay. Slow. Okay, so now, mm-hmm. from here, what we did is as you went to the right, mm-hmm. once the right's down, go ahead and slide the right elbow mm-hmm. to the outside, a little bit more to the outside up
okay.
here. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Like, yeah. We'll do it like here. We'll bring it back in. Start in. Always start in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this has to do with bringing your body forward. You need to bring this forward. It's this that's the problem, not that thinking your legs are too long. Yeah. So now, once your leg comes down, you slide the arm off it, and you're like on your left side, and you come back up. And what's really important to notice about yourself is there a difference already between going side to side and when you went forward and back? Does one feel safer or more available? And again, think of rounding, widening here, and coming forward. Don't let yourself see forward. And that has to do with inhering your hip.
Okay.
So come forward over yourself. Right? So if you're too far back, you're going to fall back. Nice, Mary. Right? So you really have to bend in your hips. Okay, try it to the left.
Do you want us all the way around our shoulders?
Yeah, if you can.
Like this?
Yeah, but you want to roll the, yeah, that's okay.
But then come back up?
Then you come back up. So don't go beyond where you can't reverse it.
Okay.
You don't have to go all the way down,
okay.
Right? There's no goals to go all the way down.
Okay.
Always, always, always in Feldenkrais, the goal is reversibility.
Okay.
You never want to go beyond a place where you cannot reverse it, right? But everything else out there doesn't teach that. Everything else teaches you to go further and further and push, right? But this isn't about this. This is about feeling that you can, I don't want to sit on this, right? So it's what, you know, this is as far as you can go, and then you can effortlessly come back up. So I want you to look for that effortlessness. So if I go beyond this, I'm like down here and I'm now holding my breath, clenching my feet, that's not a good sign, okay? But where the lack of effort comes from, just give you a little clue, is your pelvis. So this is really all about your pelvis. It's a huge amount of movement, of shift that your pelvis does to make this super easy and elegant. But if your pelvis isn't free and your hip joints, then you're going to pull everywhere else, right? But stay in that place where it's easy. It's really interesting to me how when something's easy, we kind of discount that it's valuable.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, it's almost like something's got to be difficult
right.
to have value. Yet when it's easy, right? It's really bizarre. So when something comes along easy, we discount it. But that's yet where it's really key. Okay, good. Now let's see, come back to the center. And let's stay with the right. So now I'm going to give you the freedom to let go of the left foot. Okay? So let's just really play with going to the right, coming over here, and whatever you want to do with this left leg, left arm, so you can come down and easily come up, right? So can you see? I mean, I can talk. Nothing's changing in my tonality. Nothing's changing in my breath. How is that possible? So where's the ease? And there's a movement in here. Think of your leg as like a butterfly wing. It's what they used to tell the kids in dance when they were 3 years old. Remember my daughter, we're going to stretch out your butterfly wings. Right? All right, so instead of just sitting here like this, there's a movement in there. Okay, so again, just feel that movement with the right side. Now that I've told you, you can let go with the left side, can let your left side do whatever it wants. Feel this floppy movement, butterfly movement in the right hip. Right hip. Yeah, the one that you're holding on to. So let's just play with that for a minute.
Did you put your hand in on the outside again?
Your arm should go to the outside, yes. Your arm should be, you know, in your back on the floor eventually.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Right, so like your right arm comes to the outside, but then there's a moment when your arm is lifted up again, right? Because your leg lifts up. The lower part of your leg is lifted up. So now I'm on the outside of my right knee, thigh, and right buttocks, halfway on my back, and I'm going to come back up. That's it. Yes, feel that? It's getting easier and easier, isn't it? Like, so what was the big deal after all? That's it. And if it is feeling like a big deal for you, just ask yourself why. Where is it feeling difficult? That's it. Okay. Should we take a rest or go to the left side? Left side? Okay, let's try a little bit on the left side and then we'll take a rest. So that means you have total freedom to let go of the right leg. I want you to feel what happens deep inside the hip joint. So can you first of all, again, think this butterfly thing. Can you lift and lower your left knee? Right? Just feel that motion inside the hip joint. Okay, so now somehow there's a connection between that motion. So as it lowers down, right, the pelvis on the other side has to lift up. Feel that connection, right? And then you go down. And now the only way once you're down to come up is the other side, right? The right side of the pelvis has to pull you back, right? That's why it's a big movement with the pelvis. And I'm doing all this rolling because it's so related to skiing. The skiing is not about your legs. It's about your ability to shift your pelvis. You know those have you guys seen those new machines that are in the gyms now? Kind of moves your legs, right? And so it's great to watch another person on that to see what happens. Because the legs are moving underneath just like the snow, but that's the effortless part. You got to watch what's happening in the pelvis. And the pelvis has to articulate side to side to let that freedom happen. If you hold the pelvis stiff, then that's where you're going to have a knee injury or a hip or a hernia, a groin. Does that make sense? Okay, try it a little bit more on the left and then we'll take a rest. Thank you. Okay. Rest on your back. Kind of got lost where I was here. Okay, good. Let's come back up to sitting to the first position. That's with the knees bent, the feet standing. And we'll go back to the right hand is below the right kneecap on the outside, left hand below the left kneecap. Your thumbs are with your fingers, okay? And let's start by sitting like, let's say, really tall, and then you go into that rounding back, the widening. You start to lean back so far back, right? The feet start to lift, and then you reverse it by pushing the belly forward and growing tall. So let's get that really familiar, and then we're going to add on to it. And remember to breathe, right? So when you're rounding back is when you're exhaling. And then when you bring the belly forward is when you inhale. That's it. So this is like, becomes like almost like a game. So each time now, that's beautiful. I want you to see if you can go a little further. So let the feet float away from the floor. Right? And then feel that you push the belly forward, it brings you back up. It's not pulling on the legs. Beautiful, Dee. This is one of the most powerful experiences of sensing the power of your pelvis. Beautiful, Mary. So each time you go back a little bit further, you also start to feel the timing, beautiful, of pushing your belly forward, right? First, it might be a little shaky. That's it. So now start to let the legs lift like that. And now push, 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 push. Get that belly forward. Yes. And again, the most important part with this movement is the reversibility. So you only go back as far as you can reverse it without falling. Right? You don't want to have that you fall back. And so you can really play with this. I in the beginning of when I was just studying Feldenkrais work, I played and played with this so that it became so effortless and so elegant and that you can reverse at any moment. And even if you go all the way down, you still can come up with this slow way for yourself because it's no longer about momentum, right? And this is a very important thing to learn because most things out there we do from momentum. Skiing, everything, right? Once we get the momentum, we use momentum instead of really understanding the movement and where the power center is in ourselves. Right? That's beautiful. So see if you're close to going all the way back, and are you at a place where maybe you can trust to go all the way back and then come back up with that same quality? Nice, Doug. Just remember, keep the belly more and more pushed out. So most of you know how to round really well, and that's why we're introducing the other direction. Now push, push, yes. Yeah, see the more you do that, it pulls your chest forward. So you come to sit really, really tall. Push that, that's it. Nice. Okay, next time you roll back onto your back, just rest. And as you're resting, notice how you're resting on your back now. What feels different? Let's come back up to sitting again. Same position with the legs standing, knees bent. And we're going to do that crossing of the arms. And let's try this time having your left arm crossed on top of your right. And then the left hand comes underneath with the thumb. So now you're under. Mary, under the knees. Under. There you go. And then the right hand's under. Okay? And then you're going to start to round back. You get that pull. Right, you lower your head into your chest and you're rounded, and then you arch, bring the belly and chest forward and come back up. And then again, we're gonna gradually see if you can just go back a little bit more each time, letting the feet lift. And you just go at your own pace. So this is another great lesson where it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, all that matters is what you're doing. And that you can go at your own pace. Because see, if you try to go at somebody else's pace, it becomes meaningless for you. Just pay attention to you. And the moment you start to tip into that place where you might have gone too far, may feel too far, that's when you reverse the movement. And then what you get to experience is the grace and the elegance of the movement. And that's what it's about. It is not about what anybody else in the room is doing. Awesome. Beautiful, Doug. That's it. That's it. Push the, yes, and get that, this yes, that last little piece in between your shoulder blades. Round, that's it. Nice, you guys. Okay, and let's take a rest again. Who else is experiencing that? Yes?
Easier? Well, I'm feeling it much easier to isolate the pelvis when my arms are crossed.
That's a great awareness.
It's like a rub my tummy, pat my
right.
head.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, we could just hallucinate a couple ideas. I mean, one is the crossing, this is what I'm thinking, is when you cross, what does that do to the chest and in the back? So when the arms cross, you get more opening than when you're here, right? So it means that when you cross and you get that more widening, it frees you up here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Whereas if your arms are here, if you don't know how to widen with your arms here, you feel tighter here. There's a holding. So, I mean, that's the beauty of this work, that he was so smart. He's like, you cross the arms, you do all these different possibilities, because there is something important in all those variations, right?
Yes.
It makes your chest fold and your upper back open. Great. See, and it's so good when one of you brings up something like that in the class, because it's a great learning for everybody. You know, so never feel like you can't ask a question or say something. Okay, so now, because of that, D, we're going to make it harder. No. Okay, so come back up to sitting, your knees bent in front of you, legs standing. And so what I mean by that is now you're going to take your right arm, and your right arm is going to go underneath both legs. but this is going to just percolate your thinking. Now, the left hand can be placed to the left side of your pelvis. Your fingers should be forward, and this is like what we did last week, that ability to roll back between the wrist and the elbow. You're going to use that hand, okay? But what happens now when you're scooping under both legs and you want to start to roll back? It's more difficult. A couple things are going on, right? Right? You're keeping your legs together, right? You don't get that crossover. So again, it's not important to go all the way back. And you could even try to put your left hand on top of the knees, right? So you don't feel maybe twisted. So you can try a couple things, right? I'm going to give you a couple options, but there's a much bigger demand now with the pelvis. So remember, I don't care how far you go back. All I care about, even if you go a little bit back, right, is that you have ease, okay? So it's harder now. So even if you just go this amount, it's almost like feeling like a rocking chair, right? You're rocking. So how can you make this? So again, what he did is he let you, when you cross the arms, you really got to use your upper back. But now we're narrowing it down to the organization of your pelvis. Really, how refined are you in this pelvis? And what can I say? That's my greatest gift. That's why I'm able to do so much. That's it. Now let's change. Let's bring the left arm underneath. So really, you're not, you know, Doug, like you're not leaning out here to the side. You see, when you place the right hand on the floor, it's really not even needed. That's why I said, well, maybe you put the hand here, right? So this is really a quality of, can you roll in the pelvis and then bring the pelvis forward and push the belly forward, right? With the same ease as you just did. So make it small. And can you see with me how much control I have? Right? I'm not going back so far. But what I do, I have tremendous control with, right? Which makes it easy. There's never any falling, right? And then in time, well, can I make it a little bit bigger? But do you see how much I rely on this arching of my back and the rounding of my back, which is what lets the pelvis move? You're using your pelvis both directions, exactly. It's all about your pelvis. So this is now where it got more difficult. And this is what Moshe does in lessons. He gives you an easy way, makes it harder, and then we go back to the easy way, and it's super easy. Good, so let's just go back now for a minute, and let's put the right arm on top of the left, cross, okay? So again, I'm not interested that you go so far. I'm interested in this quality, right? That it's so smooth that you can just reverse it. And you don't lose anything in that reversibility. That's it. Good. And now bring the feet to the floor, and keeping your arms like that, you're going to slide your legs forward and take your whole upper body forward. And then we're gonna bend back up, and then we're gonna slide the legs forward. So you keep the arms crossed underneath the knees, but this is taking your upper body, bending it forward. So this is gonna create more space in your hip joints, okay? We'll see if this makes it a little easier. Good. Come back up, and let's just go back one more time. Right hand under, both legs. Left hand can be on the floor, on top of the legs, okay? And how can you round? And then come up, right? And just stay in that place of ease. So you're never falling. And you're not using momentum. You're using, that's it, D, your pelvis. Right? Because only is your pelvis truly free when it's free in a variety of situations. Right? And that's the case for everything about ourselves. Only are we truly free, whether it's a movement or anything in life, when we can be in a variety of situations. If we can only be in one situation, that's not so good. Now, can you change the arms? Like, I'm already noticing for myself, it's way easier to have my left arm underneath than my right. Okay? So notice those things. What is that about that for me? Why is it? I mean, I just feel like I have a much greater sense of control of rounding and then arching, right? And try to do the rounding and arching with very little going back and forth, right? So if you guys watch me for a minute, it's not like I'm going way, some of you are like just really challenging to go way back, right? And I keep on saying the words of elegance and grace. I mean, I'm just in this range here, this place. Just, can you play with that small place, right? I'm not going way back here, but I can, but then I have to use the elbow and then come up. But if you can't do this place, then you're not going to be able to do this place. Okay? Okay, let's rest. I can tell you're, it was a lot. Oh. Okay, so let's come back up to sitting. Let's do the sitting with the soles of the feet together, knees wide, and we'll do a little momentum and have fun. Break it up here. So get a hold of the right foot from the outside with the right hand, left foot, left hand, right? And can you lift the legs? They can spread wide, roll on your back, and then you bend the legs back up and come back up to sitting. Beautiful. Just have fun. Right? Make this light and fun, right? So now the pelvis is kind of left out of it, right? You're just rolling. And for some of you, your feet can touch all the way above you, which is fabulous, right? And you come back up. Beautiful. Just now I'm giving you permission to use momentum now. Okay? So really utilize the momentum so you come back up. That's it. And then you go back down. And a key is to get the momentum, let your legs stretch over your head to touch the floor. The more you do that and then you snap the legs back, it'll pull you up. So as the feet pull back up, it pulls your body up. There you go. Up, up, up. So you kind of snap those feet back down. That's it. That's it, Mary. I wanted you to get it. Keep on going. Make it a little faster if you need to. Use the momentum. That's it. There you go. Keep on using the momentum. Good. Okay, then the next time you come up to sitting, stay there. And let's go back to going over to the right. So we're going to try leaning onto the right leg, sliding the arm out, and lifting the left leg in the air. And then you're going to bend the left leg down to bring you back to sitting. Okay?
Do I have to tuck? My arms are too short for my legs.
No, it has to do with your upper back and here. So the more that this bends forward and opens up, I know some of us think that. So you go over to the right, that's it. And if you want, you can go all the way around. So some of you are already doing that. If you want to go down on your right side and come up on your left, beautiful, Doug. So you just roll around, right? The outer legs have to come down, then you roll through your mid-back, That's it. Keep making a circle. Beautiful, Doug. It just, and it feels really, really good. This is all about your mid back and your upper back. Let it be wide. That's it, D. There you go. And let your head hang into your chest. Right? Let the head hang. If, you know, if you guys even want to watch how nicely Doug's doing this, he just, there's no tension in his head at all. He's just letting it hang. There you go. There you go. Beautiful. Widen those shoulders. Roll through that back. Breathe. Right? And you might experience going one down one side and up the other is easier than the other. So if you haven't changed directions, change directions. Right? So what's interesting is like a baby will do this movement way earlier than the other movement, right? And this is a much bigger movement, right? But it's like you're kind of moving as a mass, right? There's not as much differentiation.
Right.
I can't get up.
Okay, come back and rest. So what they first figure out is that they can move as a big chunk before they figure out that they can break the chunk down. Okay, so let's come up to sitting again, and let's sit with your knees bent in front of you. And let's try this next movement that just the right hand comes below the right knee, okay? And your left hand is going to be on the floor next to you, okay? That's it. And from here, you're going to start to introduce rolling back, eventually leaning onto that left forearm, and then reversing it, coming back up to sitting, all about that belly again. Okay, so let's see if it's a little easier now just holding on to one leg. Right? And I'll even let you, with the left leg, kick the left leg long when you come up to sitting. Does that make sense? So when you come up to sitting, the left leg becomes long. And it bends as you go back, and it can go long if you want, or you can keep them both bent.
But you don't, do you need to use your arm?
You don't actually need to, but it's nice to experience it. What we talked about last week, Mary, is this is a way to learn to fall.
Oh. Thank you. Bones, like, make it.
Mm-hmm. You roll over the bones. Good. Now let's try the other side. So have your left hand get a hold of your left knee. Go back, and you can again straighten the right leg or keep it bent. But it's not really, you're really not pushing. You're rolling, and that's the important thing here. Roll through your right hand and arm. But what's bringing you up is the pelvis. So again, you're looking for that, bringing the belly forward and then rounding back, right? If you're pushing through your arm a lot, then you're missing, it's back to your belly. It's all this pelvic stuff. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, rest again for a minute. Okay, so one last time, let's come back up to sitting. Let's start with your knees bent, and let's go back to the crossing. So let's cross your right arm first on top and the left underneath, and the right hand will go under the left hand under the right, thumbs are with the rest of the fingers, and then you do that kind of hammock hanging back, slowly letting the feet come up, and then reversing it. And so now what you're looking for, because we've done this a couple times now, but is it easier? Is it smoother? Right? Now do you feel the quality? Right? Now is it becoming super effortless? Right? And why is that? Why is it when you do other variations that when you come back to a movement like this, it now becomes super easy? For you, because of your situation, yeah. Good, and maybe when you feel ready, let's change the crossing. See if there's a difference for you. So have the left arm on top. But most of all, just really feeling the ease now. Did something really get freed up? And how good it feels to be able to do a movement with ease. Like, really hold on to that. That you're not struggling, you're not straining, that this has become really easy to push the belly forward. Remember, you push the belly forward and arch, not leaning forward. That's it, Doug. You really want to push the belly and the chest forward, not to lean forward. Good. And rest on your backs. So take a moment to sense how you're feeling now lying on your back. And what's changed since the beginning of the lesson when you first came in and started to lie down on your back? What feels different? What do you like? How do your legs feel? Your hips. How does the lower back feel now? And then can you go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left again, going slow enough that you can really, really sense the quality now. And again, is there a difference in your quality now of rolling your head to each side? So when something else gets easier in your system, then the rest of you, things ease up. So that's what's so great about this work. It really doesn't matter what we're working on in the lesson. If you continue to pay attention to the quality and ease, multiple things will change and ease up for you. So now you can think about, you could either get a hold of your knees or one knee, both knees, or your feet to roll to the side, but somehow you can either roll to the side or roll straight up. You're going to roll yourself up and come to sitting, and then eventually come to standing to see how you feel from today's lesson.